6:45 with Collins and Mack. It is Lubbock's First News on Thursday. It is the the 29th of the month.
Yes, it is.
The first is Sunday. And that is when stage two watering restrictions come into play. Now, I know a lot of people are sitting there thinking, we just got 5 inches of rain.
It doesn't matter.
Last year we came out and we publicly chastised the lifting of the water restrictions. We got a few days of rain, and you know, why did they? If we're in a water crisis here in West Texas, we should be under water restrictions.
It would have to rain continuously for many days for us to be out of the drought.
I mean, you'd have to see Noah and the Ark floating by.
Then you would know.
Right. Hey, joining us on the line, we've got Michael Wyatt's Turf and More, also the Bidness Manager out at AgriLife Extension. Michael Wyatt, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good. Now, these restrictions are coming into play on Sunday. Laura's got some questions for you.
Yeah. Why exactly? I mean, what has led us to this stage two water restriction?
Well, I would say it's probably that they're foreseeing that the maximum water use is going to be higher just because of the heat coming on. You know, about 80-90% of your water use is going to be on people's landscapes. And the supplies, you know, have been reduced. Lake Allen Henry, even with these rains, I pulled it up, you know, it only gone up like 0.3 percent points. It's just barely at 60% capacity. You know, they got to take all those considerations in. And, you know, I've discussed with the water department, they don't sound like they're going to be encouraging stage three, which is a good thing. So, you know, they've still got it all under control.
What happens in stage three? Do they, like, prohibit showering?
Oh, heavens.
No. But it does restrict a lot of landscape use. It really does. Yeah, I believe we go to once a month on stage three for landscape. I'm not seeing where you can request a new landscape watering variance, which you still can do in stage two. So, like, if I put in a turf lawn for you, we can still ask for the water variance. You know, somebody puts in some new plants, somebody seeds their lawn, something like that, they can still get the extra water, request the water variance, and still get, you know, probably approved. I haven't had any problems if everything's legit, and still protect your plants by giving them enough water so they can get established.
Well, here's what happens. Starting June 1st, which actually is a Sunday, and nobody waters on Sunday. So, if the house, what they do is they base this by your house number. So you want to know which house number is going
on what
days?
Well, you know
why
they don't water on Sunday. The Bible says remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, so we're not going to be watering.
Well, I think actually, Tom, that they are, that's when they're kind of replenishing their towers and their water storage units, is what I've been told.
So you're telling me it's
not
biblical.
There you go. It's not biblical at all.
I thought we were a moral society.
If your house number on your address, not your street number, but the house number, if that number ends in 0 or 9, you will be allowed to water on Mondays only. We're going to once a week now. If your house number ends with a 1, you water on Tuesday. 2, you water on Wednesday. 3s and 4s water on Thursday, 5s and 6s on Friday, and 7 and 8s on Saturday. So, like, if your house number is, say, 5616 100 2nd Street, then you would water on Friday because your house number is 5616, which ends in a 6, and 5s and 6s water on Friday.
Well, right,
you can
like
find all that information on, you know, the city's website on mylubbock.us and just search for drought plan.
And you may only water from midnight to 10 a.m. and then again from 6 to midnight.
Right. That helps you prevent the loss of losing water, your water towards evaporation during that heat of the day.
Now, what is this going to do to grasses like fescue?
Well, you're still going to be okay unless you've got...
You'll die!
And pure sun, you know. Most fescues are used in this area for shade tolerance. You can program your sprinkler. You know, it can come on at midnight that night on your day. Like my day is going to be Wednesday, 12 a.m. midnight, I could start my sprinkler up. Now, you're still only allowed to put 1.5 inches on, but that's plenty of water. But, you know, you would have to set your sprinkler to go off maybe at midnight and then maybe at 4 a.m. and then, you know, come back on at 6 p.m. After the heat of the day. You know, water three times a day for 15 or 20 minutes, avoid runoff, and you've still got plenty of water to your
Okay, Micah, you're the turfmeister, so, you know, you've been putting turf in for a long time.
Yes, sir.
In terms of restrictions and conservation, is it better to keep your lawn cut shorter or let it be a little hairier to save water?
Well, you want to grow it tall. The tallness will help shade the mat or the thatch underneath. And I suggest alternating catching your clippings, even on fescues and your Bermudas. You know, I can understand that you don't want that clipping waste to trash up the look of your lawn. But if you do it like every other time, if you're staying on top of it, and if you're only cutting a third off that leaf, you won't even be able to notice it. So alternate your clip catching and mulch it back in, and that will help build up that thatch and help hold the water and the nutrients will release back into your turf.
That's now, a good idea.
I get that and the concept, but, you know, a lot of fescues, cool season grasses are going to be more susceptible to fungus, so if you are going to do that, you're better off not watering overnight, but probably in the mid to late evening hours where you're still going to have a little bit of heat and a little bit of evaporation, or like in the early morning, yes?
Well, fungus problems in fescue are rarely seen. They're going to be only seen where it's a totally kind of moss, marsh type deal where it's so boggy and the homeowner's keeping it so wet. I mean, it is rare that we find fungus issues here in this part of the country because, you know, sure, we've got humidity right now off our 4 to 5, 6 inch rains and everything, but it's going to be good and dry, no humidity hardly, and the funguses just don't survive in this part of the country. It's just very, very rare. It's really shady, really moist, boggy type deal. If you're walking over your turf and your feet are squishing, you're watering too much.
There's one little part of this that we did not talk about, and that's that water cannot be used to wash down hard surfaced areas, including without any limitation. Now, this is in the new restrictions, sidewalks, parking lots, gutters, and patios. You cannot use the water for dust control in stage two.
That doesn't affect my business too much or my way of life.
Well, that's why my mom said, I got to wash my patio off before Sunday.
Well, I got a broom that stays back there all the time myself. So.
All right. Hey, Micah, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate that.
You bet. Y'all take care.
653, 61 degrees. Good morning.